Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six 1 7 7 7 9 0 98 5 is the phone number. Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline the head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's Ime Udoka who joins us now. Hey, coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. How does it feel when you beat the bag out of another team? We were talking about it yesterday, and I said there is value, at least in my mind as a fan. There's always value in a huge difference in the final score, the point differential, if you will, even if you perceive the other team to be not as talented or not as good or going through a bad stretch. I enjoy it. Do you enjoy it as a coach?
It's very refreshing to have some nights like that, to be honest. Obviously, we did a lot of things well, and you're in the NBA. Teams can beat you any night. We've seen that throughout this year with people in and out of lineups and a lot of upsets here and there. So it was good to come out, take care of business, and move forward in the right direction on both sides of the ball.
I think you said something similar to that after the win the other night, the 53-point win, that was nice to have a game where you never really had to think about it, but it was a result of both offense and defense, you know, holding them to 30 points in the first half. So are there other things that you can kind of work on in game when you've got a solid lead and the issue really isn't in doubt, that maybe you can't do during a practice? It's not the same feel. It's not the same situation. Are there things that you kind of just off to the side, maybe a little bit, get a chance to work on in a game like that?
Yeah, we get to look at different rotations, obviously, and just get to see some guys in live game situations. Obviously, defensively, we've been playing really well lately, but we've tweaked a few things, and we started to take a few looks at those things during the game. Offensively, it's just continue to play the right way, build the right habits, and obviously, when shots go in, it helps out in that regard.
With the defensive momentum that you guys have built here lately, is it really about health? Robert Williams, you know, Al Horford, that, hey, you got the starting five that you want out there, and defensively, that's been your best matchup when these guys have played over, 170 minutes together now?
Yeah, it was just such a small sample size early in the year due to COVID and injury-related things. We knew the numbers showed well, but like you said, it's only a small amount of minutes now. It's good to get guys healthy. It puts guys in their rotations naturally as well. And I think defensively, we've been great there. The biggest step we've taken over the last 15 or so games has really been on the offensive end.
So I think the case can be made that this is the healthiest you've been this year. And if that's true, do you feel like the best basketball for this team is ahead of you?
Yeah, it definitely should be. You know, I don't like to bring it up as an excuse, and every team has had to deal with it this year. And the thing that obviously rubs you the wrong way and gives you a sour taste, so to speak, is because even when we weren't healthy, we were in a lot of games that we should have won. So we obviously felt good about our lineup when we came back and had a whole unit. As more depth, it feels like we're coming in waves. You know, Dennis off the bench and Josh and some of our young wings now with the full complement of players. And so we're looking forward to some continuity with our guys, guys being healthy and kind of putting everybody back in the role and trying to make a run here.
Do you feel like this team needs all those things clicking at once in order to get wins, or get wins against teams, you know, that are real good? Like, do you need the depth? You need Jason Tatum shooting well. You need the defense. Is the way this team is built right now, can you afford to be off in any one area on a given night against a good team?
Well, obviously, we've relied on defense all year. That's kind of been where we hang our hat, and we've been playing at a pretty high level most of the year. We had some step back here and there on the West Coast trip or a few games, but we've been pretty good there no matter who's playing on the team, no matter who's in the rotation. Now, obviously, when shots fall, that would make a huge difference, and you've seen that over the last few games with Jason, Jalen, those guys getting really hot, and complimentary players making shots as well. So that always shifts wins and losses as far as made and missed shots. But defense we're relying on, I think our depth, like I said, and just having guys in the natural role that we had them in early in the year. I think those all play into, you know, some consistency that we're seeing lately, and hope to keep that up, stay healthy, and like I said, go on a run and play good basketball.
Now, I know Atlanta doesn't have a great record, but can you look at this game like against a player like Trae Young, you know, from the offensive standpoint, that you guys defend him really well on Friday night, that, okay, this is really where I want this defense to be. Can you take that out of one snapshot, one game?
Oh, he's obviously the head of the snake there, and their record is a little bit tricky. They've had some losing, and now they're on a 5-game winning streak, and they've had some wins against really good teams. And to your point, Trae Young has had 28, 29, 30, 37, and 30 in those 5 games that they won, let alone the losses where he had a 56 and some 40s in there. So it's a little bit tricky. They had a 5-game losing streak. Now they're on a 5-game winning streak, playing really well, and so it'll be a great test for us.
The other night, Tom Westerholm had tweeted out some photos from the Globe of just the guys on the bench. And I know that chemistry and the mix of players on the team has come into question at times. Those photos showed a group of guys that were really enjoying themselves and having fun playing together. Do you feel like, you know, winning cures all, they say, but do you feel like the group is in a good place from a mental standpoint right now?
Yeah, obviously, to your point, wins has a lot to do with that. Guys always want to have fun, and I tell them the funnest thing is winning, and that takes care of a lot of things. So our group has stayed together through the ups and downs this year. Obviously, in a win like last night and how well we played against Washington, guys are really supportive. If a guy's having an off night, he's still supporting teammates and cheering them on. And like I said, I've played different guys in different roles and who's been hot, and everybody else has been great and been supportive. And to have the full complement of players back, I think guys are really enjoying playing with the guys they started this season with, and you're seeing some of that consistency come to form.
I want to ask you about Bol Bol before we let you go. As an NBA prospect going back a few years, expectations for him were very high at one point. He's now in, you know, year 3 of playing in the league. He's battled injuries at times like he's doing right now. So first question is, will he play at some point this year? And the second part is, in your assessment, is Bol Bol someone who is going to develop into a player who gets regular playing time on the Celtics or any other NBA team before his career is all said and done?
You know, regarding his injury this year, the timetable isn't firm yet, but if best, he would come back very late in the year, if at all this year. So we just want to get him healthy, get him here rehabbing, get him around the guys, which he's been the last week or so, and just, you know, kind of implement him to what we do as a team and as an organization. If he can get back to play, great, and we'd love to have him. And obviously he spent some time in the G League trying to prep his and rehab himself back. As far as a prospect, he's very intriguing. You know, I saw him at Oregon with Peyton, and, you know, played 10 games only because of injury, but in those 10 games he played extremely well, put up huge numbers. And so he's a very intriguing guy with the size and shooting ability and some of the things he does naturally. So I have no doubt he can be a rotation NBA player. He's shown that throughout high school, and some of the college that he played just happened to be injury prone at times, and, you know, stuck on a really good team in Denver.
Yeah, when you're 7'2" and you can shoot, I mean, there's something there, right? There is something there for sure.
Scoop, pass, handle, a lot of things you can't teach for that size.
Yeah. All right, Ime, appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Ime Udoka joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. And the Celtics have partnered with Vistaprint and the NAACP for the Power Forward Small Business Grant Program. A new round of grants in the amount of $25,000 will be awarded to Black-owned small businesses based in the New England area with 1 to 25 employees. If you have already applied for this grant opportunity, your application remains in the pool of candidates. Interested businesses can submit their application and learn more at Celtics.com/powerforward. We will get to headlines here with Hardy, 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.